All right, well, it is time for Borough Business. This is a call-in show, and I do have a couple assembly members joining me here in the studio now, Jay Stanton Greger and Nancy Strand. Welcome.
Howdy.
Hello.
So I'll just throw out the numbers right away in case folks don't know. You can call us locally here at 772-3808, or if you're long distance, toll-free 1-888-1-888-772-3808, so you can ask the assembly members questions of your own if you'd like. Just to kind of warm up the mics a little bit, Jay, how was poker this weekend? That's something I was wondering about. I haven't heard how people did. This is a fundraising event, right?
Absolutely. We raised, when the dust all settled, $1,200 will go to Beat the Odds.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. That was
excellent.
A Saturday poker event.
Yep. And the official title goes to Sonny Youngbird for year one.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
congratulations.
Annabelle's annual. We were glad to have year one under our belt.
First annual.
The
no.
first annual.
Wow.
It's the first. Next year will be the first annual.
Okay. thank you for that clarification.
Good
keeping
point
us
of clarification.
On track. Yes. All right. Well, thank you for that information. I was wondering how that went.
Time.
And it's good to raise some money for good causes. So I was looking at the agenda tonight, and there's some things, you know, under unfinished business. Doesn't appear to be too controversial there, but you can, you know, check me on that if you need to. There's some stuff about traffic regulations, moving things from city to borough code. Looks like some kind of business keeping, paper keeping, paper.
Well put. Just housekeeping in terms
housekeeping,
of paperwork.
Thank you. Yeah, and then a couple things on the budget. The fire department wants an SUV, and it looks like there's money for that.
Correct. I spoke with Carl Hagerman this morning, and there's money in the motor pool fund for it. The vehicle is 30-plus years old. In my opinion, it makes no difference if it comes out of this year's pot or next year's budget, so I have no problem with that.
Okay. And then there's also some radios, emergency radios, for both, I think, the fire and police guys, and there's money for that as well. But that's not under unfinished business. I think that's a resolution of support. For those emergency radios?
I believe so.
Yeah, it comes from Homeland Security money. That's 100% grant funded at no cost to the borough.
Okay. So, and those radios are about almost $61,000.
So it seems.
Yeah. And then another resolution is regarding mining. That's something I've heard a lot about. I mean, it's election year, and it's kind of a concentrated time in the election right now. And so you're hearing this come up again and again with politicians about concerns over transboundary mining and development that's happening over in Canada, but it's the watersheds are shared with residents here in Alaska, and it looks like there's possibility for the borough to support some efforts to work with Canada and to create some kind of network there to oversee some
My understanding is the concern is the proximity of the mine to the Stikeen River and the possibility for a dam or whatever to break, like
The tailings pond?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, really looking at the long-term health of our fisheries and how that could negatively impact the long-term health of our fisheries. I think it's we need to be much more close with Canada in terms of that stuff.
There needs to be some more oversight. That's what.
Mm-hmm. So you'll be probably talking about that tonight, and then really what caught my interest was further down on the agenda, just items for discussion. It looks like they're kind of being brought to the table. Maybe they're not new issues, but they are new to this agenda anyway. Some things, there's a borough assembly service area, or borough service areas, rather, something brought up by John Haverlick. And then you, Nancy, are bringing up a couple things tonight, too.
Right, and apparently we've already voted on the fuel oil, and it's moot, but I think that all heating fuel should be tax exempt, and they probably shouldn't have lumped it with groceries, because you can't just exempt food and not exempt toilet paper, it's not like it's a luxury.
Mm-hmm. So is this something you want to, is this for seniors
specific?
I just like
it to be, no, for everyone.
For everyone.
And if they need to make it needs-based, fine.
Okay.
But it shouldn't just be restricted to, but it was defeated in the last election anyway. So I just think it needs to be discussed. And as far as the herbicides and pesticides, we need to, Skagway has passed a ordinance, and we need to get busy on it, because I think at least the state should be required to notify of any spraying that's happening on state land in our borough.
So Skagway produced an ordinance.
Right, the state does it. I guess they can spray their own land as they wish.
The state, you mean?
Yeah, they're exempted from... We can't tell the state what to do. But I think this first came up as an issue that they could spray without notifying the areas. And so I think that we need to have an ordinance that at least requires that they notify when that's happening.
And you're bringing it to the table now for the
assembly?
We'll
be discussing this whole herbicide. Some of my constituency thinks it's important to discuss, and I'm in agreement.
Yeah, I think it's an important topic. Frankly, I think there's a fundamental flaw in the way that's set up, because the state owns the land that goes, or owns the highway and the easements on the side of it. They're allowed to, speaking frankly, spray poisons into our watershed without asking and without permission and without telling us. On its most basic level, I think that's unacceptable.
Yeah, the old way was use machinery and kind of cut it down and that, but this, you know, maybe cheaper or more streamlined in some people's opinion.
And these are really heavy chemicals. This is talking about very heavy chemicals going into our freshwater ways, which dump into the Wrangell Narrows and Frederick Sound. That's, again, without the permission of the people who live within this borough, just because they want to, that's what the state wants to do. No discussion, no nothing, they can just do that.
So Assembly will be considering whether to support something, have a voice.
Well, hopefully some of the public will show up. Some of that constituency that's been in contact with me will show up tonight and make their opinions heard even more.
I hope so. I hope people turn out for that one. I think it's very important to all of us.
Now, regarding the discussion item that John Haverlick is bringing up, there's not much attached to it. It says, you know, it's borough service areas, but I'm kind of still consider myself new to Petersburg, and from what I understand, there's some areas out the road that are kind of gray areas in terms of services, or they pay for some of the services, but not all of the services, such as like police response, fire response, school, that kind of thing. You're shaking your head no.
The borough, everybody in the borough pays 4 mils for education, and that is outside of service area one. That's all they pay.
Okay, so
they don't pay for any other services.
But should the borough respond if a house is on fire?
No.
No.
In fact, I lived in Fairbanks for many years, and they have fire districts, and the area that wasn't a service area or served by one of the fire departments could vote to pay a fee and be covered. And many of them declined. So the fire department next to it could go, respond, make sure the fire didn't spread into their fire zone that they were paid for, and watch it burn.
So it's your opinion, if you want the services, you need to pay for it,
right,
and
form a service area.
And go about it that.
Some of the resistance to a borough was because they didn't want the borough requiring them to do things. And so that goes along with, if they want a service, they are going to need to form a service area to pay for it. And vote on it, because if they just leave it up to the people in service area one to pay for their snow removal and fire protection, the people in service area are going to say no.
What do you think, Jay? Are you in service area one?
I have property in both.
Okay.
Couple thoughts on that. The area one, or service area one versus area two, encompasses anywhere from zoning to emergency services. It's a broad spectrum of a topic. In focusing just though on emergency services, I don't want emergency personnel, as a call comes in, wondering how much property taxes somebody's paying when they're deciding to respond. I think all members of the community, meaning all members of the Petersburg Borough, should be covered by emergency services like today, whether somebody pays 4 mils or they pay slightly above 11 plus, including debt servicing. They should have equal coverage in terms of emergency services, again, because I don't think that's something emergency workers should be considering when responding.
it's kind of almost an ethical question, probably for some people.
I believe so. In terms of more mundane things, call it garbage pickup, snow removal, I think a more robust conversation can be had on that in terms of straight emergency services.
Ambulance, well, fire.
Yeah, we're all human. Provide us with that.
Right now, people outside of Service Area 1 can have garbage service and they pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like there's enough for a conversation about it anyway. More discussion, looks like John probably
wants
to talk about it tonight anyway, so that'll be interesting. Anything else that you would like the public to think about right now or be aware of that's going on with the Assembly?
I have a humble request of the community that occasionally I get emails, phone calls from members of the community about a certain topic. I'm always really happy when I see people in the audience who take time out of their day or evening that come to speak on an issue. Do more of it, please. I really like hearing from people during meetings. I think it's critically important to a good democracy.
That's right. We need all the feedback we can get.
Participate, either in person or by calling.
All of the above.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you tonight.
Sounds great.
See you tonight.